This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. With the U.S. House of Representatives meeting today to debate and vote on a package of foreign aid bills, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on Colorado's delegation.
Speaker Johnson's $95 billion aid package to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan advanced to the floor with the help of Democrats, including Colorado's. The turn came after a group of hard-right Republicans, including Republican Lauren Boebert, had threatened to tank a procedural vote that would have prevented debate. For the most part, Colorado's congressional delegation supports the aid. In Colorado, only Boebert has come out against the foreign aid package, citing its cost and lack of border security. Once it passes the House, the Senate is expected to try and pass the package quickly. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The 13 people killed at Columbine High School were remembered last night during a vigil at Denver's First Baptist Church. Today marks 25 years since the mass shooting. Tom Mauser's son Daniel was among the victims.
What I experience today is a lot different than what I was experiencing at the fifth anniversary. You get some healing over time. You know, you face the fact that it's never going to go away, but it's a different kind of pain.
Former U.S. Congresswoman Gabby Giffords also spoke at the vigil. Tonight, the Denver Nuggets tip off in the NBA playoffs as they try to defend their title from last season. The Nuggets are the second seed in the Western Conference, and in this first-round series, they face LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers. Game 1 is at 6:30 tonight at Ball Arena and will air on ABC. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 9:06.